We do? Okay.
It's time to talk to Minnesota Senator Al Franken, along with Amy Klobuchar, our other senator. They're introducing a new bill that they describe as a landmark to improve the Affordable Care Act by addressing skyrocketing drug prices. Senator Franken joins our conversation now. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, it's great to be there, Heidi, or here, talking to you.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the prices of prescription drugs. Why do they cost so much, and what do you want to do?
Well, they've really spiked in the last 3 years, and part of that is trying to get the transparency on why this is happening. That's part of our bill. Basically, the bill does a number of things. It has a lot of ideas that a lot of our colleagues have had and that Amy and I have been pushing. I'll give you one example when you ask why. There's been this practice called pay for delay, which both Amy and I have focused on for quite some time. And pay for delay is when makers of the really expensive brand name drugs actually pay companies that may have developed less expensive generics to stay out of the market. And we would end that practice. And this has been a very pernicious practice, so that brand name drugs will just pay other companies that have generics which would compete with them to stay out. Another thing we would do to save a lot of money is to let Medicare negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies on the cost of the drugs. The VA does this. President Trump has said that during the campaign that he would do this. So we think that this is something that I've offered as a bill every year for the last number of years. And now with the Republican president on board of this, we think we may be able to convince our Republican colleagues to do it. Third, on transparency, we just have not had transparency on the cost of prescription drugs. A lot of times drug companies justify the cost by the amount that they put into research, but they spend actually more on marketing than on research. And also, a lot of the research, the basic research, is done by the National Institutes of Health, which we taxpayers pay for, and I'm glad we do. But these are a number of the ways we're going to address this.
Senator Franken, what's the difference between the way the VA negotiates drugs and the way Medicare does?
Medicare doesn't. Medicare is not allowed to negotiate for the price of drugs with the pharmaceutical companies, and the VA does, and they're significantly less expensive in the VA. So what we're saying is that we're going to allow the HHS secretary or through his people to negotiate with the pharmaceuticals on the price in Medicare, and if they can't come to an agreement, it'll go to the price that the VA pays.
Okay.
And it's like 40% cheaper. This would save about $24 billion a year.
Now, you've introduced a bill like this, as you said, almost every year you've been in the Senate. What kind of chance does it have? Do you have some Republicans with you there?
We have a Republican president who says he wants to do it. So that's where I think we're going to be able to. I think that's the difference here.
Okay.
And I think also what we've seen in the last 3 years is a real spike in the cost of pharmaceuticals. And I think everybody realizes now that this is an enormous part of the problem in terms of prices going up. We also have to, look, what we saw last week was this terrible bill the Republicans put up to replace the Affordable Care Act, and it fell of its own weight. It would have 24 million people would have lost their health care. It would have been a lot more expensive, especially for older people to have insurance. They were talking about cutting the basic the essential health benefits. It was a terrible bill, and it fell. Now the Affordable Care Act is, as the Speaker said, the law of the land, and we want to make it work as well as possible. We have to adjust the cost. That means prescription drugs. It also means for those who are getting their health care through the exchange, they have seen an unacceptable spike in their costs, and there are reasons for that, and we need to address that as well.
Senator Franken, do you want to hear from people that are listening to us right now about how prescription drug costs affect them?
I sure do. We just had, I've been having roundtables around the state and doing that. I was just actually in Brainerd not too long ago, and I've been doing this around the state. And we know that this is because of the spike in the last couple of years, and the co-pays that people have, et cetera, that people are having to make choices that are really bad choices. And, you know, between taking their medication and their and other expenses in their life, and that doesn't do anybody any good, because that ultimately that can get more expensive if you end up back in the hospital or something like that. So I will continue going around the state doing roundtables to hear from folks.
I know we just have a minute, Senator, but this week you and Senator Klobuchar both said that you would not vote for the Supreme Court nominee,
yes.
Mr. Gorsuch. Just briefly, why are you guys not going to support his nomination?
I think we both basically saw him through these hearings. We're both on the Judiciary Committee. That he is just another in the line of pro-corporate, anti-worker, anti-consumer judges that we've had in what was a 5-4 Roberts Court, and we don't want to see that. The University of Minnesota Law Review published a study of the Roberts Court and said it's been the most pro-corporate court in since World War II. And so they've limited people's ability to get into court against a corporation if they've been exploited in some way. They voted for Citizens United by a 5-4 margin. A lot of different 5-4 votes that promoted mandatory arbitration and kept Americans from being able to adjudicate things in court. It's pretty much his philosophy is that of he says he would be in the mold of Scalia, and in most things I agree that's true, but he was even to the right of Scalia in something called the Chevron Doctrine, which would overturn what regulatory agencies do. When we write a law in Congress about the safety, say, of products like a baby's crib, we're not going to write like how far apart the slats have to be. Those have to be done by the regulatory agencies, and those should stand. And Gorsuch thinks that the courts can overturn that, and so we just are going to be voting against him. But I guess I'm being told I have to go. So
It's
good talking to you.
Thanks a lot. That's Senator Al Franken. The first step to get a hold of him, you can go to his website, franken.senate.gov. This is Making Sausage on Northern Community Radio. We want your thoughts on the conversations you've been listening to today. You can email us comments@kaxe.org. Colleen, thanks for coming in today.
Well, good to be here.
Happy day.